Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No balls, two strikes. Volpe waits. Chapman sets. He throws. Swing and a miss, ball game over, and the Red Sox win the series in New York. A splitter blows Volpe away. The Red Sox offense erupts. 11 runs on 12 hits. They didn't want to use Chapman, but they're glad they've got him. And the Red Sox, after a disastrous start to this weekend, win the next two, and they take 2 of 3 from the first-place Yankees. Yeah.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI.
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I'd encourage you to get there quickly. Brian has done, dare I say, Marconi?
When's Terp
Emmy,
back?
Emmy-level work?
Is Terp back?
Side by
tomorrow?
Each gifts of Keefe and Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Those doing are unspeakable things.
Those were supposed to be air beers. Those were air beers.
That's air something. It's a foamy beer is all I'm going to say.
It's an ice cold $2 beer at a ballpark. You're not going to beat that.
I did like the text line on you, Keith. Wow, yeah. It only took 82. I'm sorry, where is it? It only took 100 Miller Lights to rank Cleveland in 83.
It's a good score, though.
Yeah.
That's still like a B minus.
Yeah, no, it's good. Ken also popped in and said that nothing to do with your trip had anything to do with Cleveland.
I would argue the Guardians game, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the Football Hall of Fame are specific to Ohio.
Yeah, I think I understood his point. His point was, if you just had two buddies and you were on a road trip, you could do that anywhere, and there would be some Hall of Fame and some silly thing to do.
Yeah, I guess.
But really, you're just drinking cheap beers wherever you are. But
so what was his point? We should have gone somewhere else?
Well, I think he was just, I guess I don't understand
just
the full
point.
Just
dumping on my good time.
Yeah.
I had a nice trip.
But
I'm
when
back.
He said there was nothing really Cleveland related, the Guardians game is,
well,
I would say hyper, that's a hyper Cleveland.
My Emmanuel
event.
Class A jersey at home would suggest otherwise. It's very Cleveland. Go Guards.
All right, that's a good tradition you got going on there. I will say I'm very jealous of that.
So those two animals might come to Boston next year. We'll have to figure out
things
to do in Boston. Maybe Ken can help me plan the Boston trip.
Yeah,
make it very Boston.
Make it Boston specific.
Yeah.
And not just, you know,
Faneuil Hall.
Go to the Encore. You can go to Fenway.
Anywhere USA.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
You don't want to do that.
All right.
We'll hear from Mike Vrabel coming up 10-ish minutes from now. Nick, you let me know.
All right.
Whenever he's speaking down in Foxborough, first day of mandatory minicamp for your New England Patriots. We'll see what Vrabel has to say about it. I know Carlton Davis actually bothered to show up late last week.
All right.
Diggs was there early on last week. So I'd imagine it's good attendance at mandatory minicamp. It better be.
Yeah,
or else
right.
We'll really have something to get to. Red Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees over the weekend. Keith, we spent a lot of time talking about Rafael Devers. I think rightfully so. He remains a problem. Not hustling out a bleeder down to first base there that I think he would have beat out.
It's also just more Cora having to defend him.
Well, and Cora's wildly frustrated.
Yeah.
And the team's still 3 games under .500. They're still in 4th place. They're still way out of a playoff spot, still way out of 1st place. But in fairness to them, they do take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. That's the bare minimum, I think, of what they had to do, but they did it. Do you feel any differently about the Red Sox than you did going into the series?
No, I think this is what they had to do, to your point. And we were talking last week about, all right, will you buy in? What would it take to buy in? And it wasn't just one series. I mean, they're still three games under 500, but it's obviously a very positive sign. I mean, they were hitting the snot out of the ball. They hit 8 home runs in the series, and they did win a series against a team better than them, much better than them. In fact, in first place in the standings. So I'll take it. Like, that's a good baby step forward. But now you need to, like, if you lose 2 out of 3 to the Rays in this series,
which
then, like, all right.
Which, by the way, that's what they've done all year.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if they do that, you can't be like, well, the season's back on because
right.
of this one.
So, yeah, they need to keep it rolling. You need to keep the momentum going, because every time they take 2 out of 3 for the Mets, but then they pull Crochet after 85 pitches and they lose the finale.
Yeah.
Or they take 2 out of 3 and what was it? Kansas City and Texas, and you feel good about them, and then they come home and fall apart.
Yeah.
So they've been doing this all year. This really isn't anything new.
Well, like, you split with Baltimore after winning the first 2 games of that series, and that was the one that was really maddening, right? Like, all the there's like double headers and whatever. Remember, there's like a really weirdly played, but it's a team worse than you. And then you split and you lose the last 2, which then led into a 3-game sweep at the hands of the Brewers. And then, yeah, they just really couldn't get anything going. Even the Angels, that's not a good Angels team.
No.
And you lost 2 more 1-run games to them.
The Rays are 7-3 in their last 10. And as you pointed out earlier, Keith, Giolito and Buehler are going this series.
Yeah.
So.
And Bayo, right?
Yeah, Bayo tonight.
You might win the Bayo.
I feel better about Bayo than the other 2.
I feel better about Bayo at night, and I definitely feel better about Bayo than the other 2.
Tier the Sox starters based on confidence.
No, but that it would be so Red Sox to be like, they take 2 out of 3, they win a nationally televised game, they score a bunch of runs, the offense looks like it's rounding into form, and then come out and lose 2 out of 3 to the Rays. It's like they lost 2 out of 3 to the Angels coming in, and yeah, that's what they've been doing all year long. So do I feel any differently? No, I give them credit for winning 2 out of 3. I thought it could go very poorly, especially given Hunter Dobbins and his comments going into the game last night,
right.
The way the game started with Aaron Judge taking him deep. You're like, here we go. He says he'd never be a Yankee. He'd rather retire than become a Yankee, which I guess on some level makes the rivalry mildly interesting. I guess that passes for rivalry content these days. But, yeah, I thought it was going to go poorly. They won the game. They deserve full marks for that, but they need to keep this rolling against Tampa to make the series this weekend in Boston against New York matter. If you take 2 out of 3 from Tampa, I think people will really start to look at the Red Sox with more of an open mind, like they can turn their season around in June. But you got to keep it rolling against Tampa. And I don't have a high degree of faith that they will.
Yeah. And like, they're a team now too that is, what are they? They average roughly like 5 runs a game. But do they ever score 5 runs? I feel like they score 1 or 10. You know,
right.
So like, this was a series where they were hitting the snot out of it. They scored 6 in a loss, and then they went 10 and 11 runs. But if you go back to that brutal stretch where it was Baltimore and Milwaukee, there was a 4-game span where they scored, I think, 5 total runs. Obviously lost all those games. So it's like there'll be a stretch in a week where you're like, oh, maybe the lineup is the problem. And then you look at another one, you're like, actually, it's kind of great. And so they rank relatively high, right, overall in baseball,
right,
runs scored,
but like,
they're
not consistent.
No, it's all or nothing.
If you gave them a consistency ranking, it would be an F.
It'd
like they're
poor,
like they're not consistent at all. So right, the overall numbers net out okay. You know, they're 6th in batting average. They are where in runs? They're 4th in runs.
Yeah, like
that sounds great. They're 6th in home runs. So you look at all that and you go, oh, they're a top 5-ish offense. But then when you watch them every night, you know that they're not. It all comes in bunches. It's wildly inconsistent. So maybe they can tap into that and become consistent in the second half, and that would make a difference. But no, they've been, at best, an all-or-nothing offense, and at worst, wildly inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where they're at. And I do give them full marks for taking the 2 out of 3. I didn't think they'd do that again, especially the way the game started. I do wonder if there's a little bit, just a little bit, of a pulse in the rivalry based on the Dobbins comments and Jazz Chisholm chirping back. And
right, it's
the
not-
Red Sox taking 2 out of 3, and it's not...
It's not
A-Rod
exactly
Veritech,
as
say, you said
A-Rod
earlier.
Veritech. It's not Pedro involved with anybody. It's two guys that are pretty low on the roster, but at least it's something.
But for 2025, it's something in this rivalry, which needs stuff like this.
Yeah, because last year you needed Alex Verdugo to kind of carry that. You know, fans would get kind of passionate about hating on Verdugo. He kind of played up into it, too. Remember, he took like 2 minutes to like round the bases after one of his hits or home runs. So it's something. And maybe it's just sort of like ingrained in us. I would say it's still more elevated than other games. So, like, especially for Sunday Night Baseball, if it was Red Sox-Rays, they just flipped the games, Red Sox-Rays last night, it's not as exciting. Like, Red Sox-Yankees still has something, but it's never going to be what it was before. I don't think it's ever going to get close, unfortunately. No. But it's I think it's still more – I don't think it's on equal footing with other teams. Like, I think it's fair to say it's still, like, above – a game against the Blue Jays or the Rays.
Yeah, and I don't think it's ever going to be back to what it was. You can't replicate that. You can't replicate the 86 years. You can't replicate the one-sidedness of the rivalry. You can't replicate, you know, the fan base just yearning to see something that they hadn't seen. So you can't do that. But can you have a little something?
And yeah, little
at least the weekend juice. Was a little something. Now, yeah. I think Dobbins is a moron for those comments. Like the guy's a rookie. He's barely been here.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's nothing special.
He's trying to get people going a little
now
bit.
Now it's Sunday Night Baseball. Yeah. He's like, I'd rather retire than play for the Yankees, which is stupid, but it's something.
I'd quit the game. Like, well, why? You don't need to do that.
Yeah. No, that's true. I think they are, wholly inconsistent. I'd expect them to probably turn around and fall apart against the Rays. I didn't realize the Rays maybe are heating up a little bit as well. And then you have Devers at the center of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Where he hits a home run last night, but he also earlier in the game doesn't leg out a ground ball to first base, where, as you pointed out, Keith, he did go out of the box hot. He came out of the box hot. And then he let up on a play that at bare minimum would have been a bang-bang play at first. Maybe you rush a throw if you're going all out, and maybe you even beat it out. But he chose not to. And he's kind of been the face of everything with the Red Sox this year, despite him hitting. I understand he's hit. Oh, don't you just want him to hit? Isn't that the most important thing? Well, no, the most important thing is the team, and they suck. And he's a part of that, and he's the face of, to me, their struggles.
Yeah, and your highest-paid player won't change positions, and then the position that he is playing right now is just to hit. So he's up four times the game, and if he hits a grounder, he won't even run it out. And I'm not even the biggest, like, oh, you got to run everything out. You probably should. Like, if you're getting paid a lot of money, whether you're Juan Soto or Manny Ramirez, you probably should. I would look the other way with Manny. He's hitting 40 home runs, driving in a .120. You don't want to, you know, rip it down the line every time. I don't care. But the one with Devers is so strange because it was a chop, right? So it wasn't like a hard hit ball. So it wasn't like he was going to be out by 100 feet. And he did go flying out of there. And then he's like, oh,
no.
But like, you might have actually made it pretty close. And then also the way Cora sort of looks over and is like, oh, you're all right. And then he just kind of is like, take a hike and then just keep walking past him. Like, that, it's just more stuff for Cora. Like, of all the people that Cora needs to be like putting out fires with, it's your longest tenured guy. The guy that was actually on a World Series team a few years back. Like, he was a part of that team. And you got to make excuses for why he won't change positions. And now you got to make excuses for why he's not, you know, running hard down the line.
So my whole thing, and I think you're right about this. If you blast one back at the pitcher, it's one hop. The pitcher has it. You're 89 feet away and you don't bust ass down to first base. Should you? Probably.
No, I get it.
But if you don't, that's not a big deal. How about a tight game on national television against your rival? It's a swing game in the series, rubber game in the series, and it's a close game, and you could maybe beat the ball out to first if you tried, and you don't try.
Yeah, and like you're not that, Kirk that, Gibson. You're not, like, hobbling up there. Like, you're supposed to be healthy, as far as we know.
I heard a caller to Greg's show make a good point, too. If you are hobbling around a little bit, you could maybe stand to lose a few pounds on top of it.
Well,
like, maybe
that.
Maybe part of the reason you
didn't come in the best shape,
you have the stamina to get down to first base, is because you're not in shape.
No,
so
true.
Let's not sleep on that either with him when it comes to hustling or lack of hustle. Alex Cora was asked about this after the game. Cora's been very frustrating on this, too. I say Devers is the face of it. I'm more frustrated with Alex Cora. Here's what he had to say about Devers and his lack of hustle after the game.
Alex, Devers, soft ground ball to second base in the sixth inning. Is that not running it out? Is that lack of hustle, or is it something else?
It wasn't lack of hustle.
Something going on.
No, it wasn't lack of hustle. Yeah, leave it like that.
Okay.
So leave what it was it?
It's not a lack of hustle. But he's not hurt.
It's got to be one of two things.
Okay. Well, it's something with Rafael Devers. It's always something, unfortunately, with Rafael Devers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
About leadership and Drake a little bit earlier. I just wanted to follow up on one thing. How have you seen him kind of handle that balance? I imagine it's difficult, the balance between being the guy that everybody likes and wants to be around, but also being demanding. Is that something that
you... Yeah, this is pro football. I don't think everybody's going to like you. I don't think that that's something that is possible. We have to just, we have to do our job. We have to make sure that we're prepared. And that ultimately the players can hold each other accountable to play to our standard and play to our identity and know what to do and perform.
Has he shown an ability to maybe push guys and not care about whether
I think
or not
that's evolving, and that's a work in progress. I think we're all learning each other a little bit. I think we're all, you know, kind of learning the system and learning the plays, and once we master it, I think that's going to start to separate itself.
You're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You couldn't hear all of Mike Vrabel. We're restricted on some of what we can carry there live on Twitch. But you are getting just gem after gem from Brian in the
this
gift department.
This one might be against TOS yeah. of Twitch. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are on Twitch.
Yeah, that
or
one
on
was,
YouTube.
It's candle wax, guys. Just chill out.
I think Terp's coming back tomorrow, which is good.
Yeah, Terp is
a good sign for everybody.
Terp's job security is through the roof right now based on some of these Keefe gifts. I think that was an interesting exchange from Vrabel. And I don't know what else jumped out to you there, Keefe, but he kind of volunteered early on. Karen asked him about his leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Reese wrote about this over the weekend in his Sunday Notes. Vrabel has had him out front, meaning Drake May, in some of these drills leading. And, you know, Vrabel kind of started wishy-washy on the leadership. He's like, well, he's in a unique position. He's 22. We're encouraging him. There's different versions on and off the field, meaning you can be a guy who's well-liked off the field and act a certain way off the field, but on the field, you got to be a leader. You're the quarterback. And he kind of backed away from that a little bit in a follow-up question. Rochie asked him, you know, quarterback leadership and what goes into that. And he's like, well, they're all leaders. It's independent of the position. But we all know quarterback's more important. So Phil follows up with what you just heard there. And Vrabel called it a work in progress, which on some level makes sense. He's young. Yeah. He's in his second year. He's 22 years old. But on another level, that sounds like something Vrabel wants more out of Drake May. And so I just find that to be interesting. It's not the end of the world. He's in his second year working on his leadership. I think a lot of guys are. But that's interesting for Vrabel to volunteer that.
Yeah, I think it's also, it's important with every team, clearly. I mean, every starting quarterback is a team captain, essentially. But also, this team doesn't seem to have, like, a lot of leaders on offense, right? Like, that seems to be a position, it's even more important when you don't have, you know, like, the 10-year all-pro left tackle or, like, a big voice who's, like, a, you know, a wide out or a tight end or running back. I don't think they really have that. So it's probably even more important for Drake May. And I think that is one of the unanswered questions on Drake May. We were talking about, like, you know, PFF had their tiers and they had Drake May ranked really low. And obviously they're talking about like what they expect, like kind of numbers wise and sort of more overall skill. But when you're looking at like the total package of a quarterback, leadership is definitely thrown in there. And I don't think anybody has a great sense on whether he will or whether he won't be. Like, I think that is something that's going to play. Like, I honestly have more questions about that. I don't know than I do, like, his arm strength, his ability to run, which is something that you can see. Like, we're not in the locker room with him.
And let's face it. I mean, the early returns on leadership with Drake May aren't great. He won a game. So, I mean, that's kind of where you see it. Does the team buy in, and can you rally the team? That's the main way you see it, not to oversimplify quarterback wins as a stat or anything, but that'd be the most tangible way to see it.
Because, like, people like him. All right, that's a good sign. But people also like Mac. Like, there was definitely people
love Mac.
Yeah. So they're not always the same thing.
No. You can be a well-liked teammate and a crappy leader.
Yeah.
Randy Moss is one of them. Randy Moss, bad leader. People loved him. Kyrie. People love Kyrie.
They did,
and
to a fault.
These are all, we're not saying Drake May is
No.
I'm just saying you can be a well-liked teammate and a bad leader.
Yeah.
Those two things exist. I'm not saying May's a bad leader. I'm saying the jury's out. But the early returns, I get why Vrabel wants to encourage him and get him to a point where he's more of a leader and not everybody's best friend, which would be refreshing if they did it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what else jumped out to you, Keith. There's a lot of little stuff here. I'd say the Drake May stuff is the headliner.
Yeah.
Anything else specific jump out to you?
No, nothing crazy. It was not one where you're like, hey, where's Steph Diggs? Is he practicing?
Well,
that
he's here.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, he's here. And we saw him, I think, and you tell me if you feel like this is orchestrated, but I saw a video of him walking onto the field with Josh McDaniels, which to me feels orchestrated, but maybe I'm just the bad person reading too much into it.
No, I think that's true. I think it might be the bad person thing because I think he, just from some of the camera shots, like what they've been allowed to film, I feel like Diggs, because he's not going to do every single thing that all the other receivers are doing, he has been spending more time with McDaniels, was it Todd Downing, the wideout coach?
Yep,
like,
yep.
I think he's with those guys a little bit more because he might not do everything on the field. So more of the stuff he's doing is probably communicating with those guys.
I don't know. I got the feel or a whiff of, let's walk out together.
See, yeah, everybody's on the same page.
They are.
And
everybody's
here's
good right
Diggs
now.
Walking out with Josh McDaniels. Like, that felt orchestrated to me. But
it
again,
might just be as simple as like, all right, here's what you're cleared to do today and here's what you're not.
Yeah, maybe. I just, you know, I'm probably the bad person on this, but that's how I read
it. It's still the honeymoon period.
Diggs
is back in the honeymoon period. It was a little rocky there for a second.
It was a rocky start to the honeymoon.
Back in the honeymoon.
As it would be on a boat with a million girls. That would be a rocky start to anybody's honeymoon.
That's true.
But there you go. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, because you just asked about the receiver position. It was basically like, well,
with Diggs, just to back it up, because he did have an interesting comment about the receiver position. He said, Diggs has good energy, and we like where everything is, and he's working hard in his rehab. But he did acknowledge what I think we all know. He is not fully cleared yet. That doesn't mean he hasn't passed a physical. I think the jury's out on that. Giardi seemed to think he was reporting towards he has not been fully cleared for everything. Rap Sheet said very definitively he's passed his physical last week. But Vrabel said today there are certain drills he'll be out there, certain drills where he won't. So he's clearly, whether he's passed the physical or not, he's not fully cleared. He went on to talk about the wide receiver room, as you were just suggesting, and that was awfully lukewarm. Which, how could you not be? We found out over the weekend they were trying to trade for Rashad Bateman, and maybe they're in on Terry McLaurin, and they were certainly in on Chris Godwin, et cetera, et cetera. But he said guys are stepping up and taking advantage of opportunities, like Diggs. Not everybody's out there right now.
Yeah.
He says every day they show us something.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of doing it consistently. So that's about the most faint praise you can have for that crummy wide receiver.
Well, it's funny because I think it was earlier today, Mike Reese was just talking about the schedule for the day, and he had a couple of his notes, and he was saying one of the top storylines in his eyes is the backup wide receiver competition, which I would argue isn't even the starting wide receiver competition. Like, I don't think anybody should be guaranteed a thing, and maybe that's also what he kind of meant, but I look at that group where, all right, if Steph Diggs is cleared and is full go, great, he's number one. What's 2 through 7? I bet if you ask 5 people 2 through 7 to rank them, everybody would have a different 2 through 7.
All right, if Diggs is one, who is? Yeah,
who's even
question.
Two?
Who is two?
Seven.
Who's two?
Is
it? Do you go like Mac Hollins because you sort of know what it is? Do you go Kyle Williams because it's a high draft pick? But we've seen draft picks.
Wishful thinking. I would go Kyle Williams.
Is
but
it Kendrick
I think
Bourne because he was good with McDaniels?
Nope. So I think,
is it Booty?
I think Bourne will be productive when Diggs isn't out there. The second Diggs gets out there, I think Bourne fades into the background.
It's not
Douglas. It's not Booty. I hope for either of those.
So I think like if Diggs,
my answer would be Hollins or hopefully Williams. Those would be my answers. Yeah,
right.
That's,
and then there's a question there about Pop Douglas. You obviously have two guys that nobody would pick in Polk and Baker.
By the way, the Pop Douglas answer I thought was lukewarm too.
Yeah. He's like, well, I like him off the field. That was how he started it. And then he went into kind of complimenting him on the field, but he started with like, well, he's a good person off the field.
Yeah,
he's
I'd
like,
rather be a good player and like a so-so guy.
Yeah, so I thought that was an incredibly lukewarm
answer. What about Efton Chisholm? Could he crack that top five?
Look, our guy EC3 is going to be on the roster. EC3? I think we all know that. One other thing I don't like, and I guess I knew this when the Patriots released their email, but hearing Vrabel talk about it, I didn't love it. He was asked why they shortened. Minicamp could be 3 days. You could practice on Wednesday. And often Bill didn't. Mayo gave him like a community day in the middle of minicamp last year. I don't like that Vrabel is dropping Wednesday, period. I don't like that anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't like that he's doing it before they've even hit the field. Like, why don't you see how they do on the field Monday, Tuesday, and then if you feel like they did everything, reward it. Exactly.
Yeah,
don't tell them now they have Wednesday off. I don't like that.
Well, especially remember at the beginning of this when it was like OTAs or whatever, and they said new coaches were allowed to start early.
And they did this year.
They did.
With Mayo, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like it's kind of surprising because it felt like he was going to maximize all the time they could possibly have on the field. That's what it felt like before.
Right.
But maybe now.
And
he's
we
like,
complimented them
yeah,
for that.
Yeah,
we're
no,
like,
I know.
Hey,
yeah,
I like that they're working out there early this year. They weren't last year. Now this kind of is the other direction,
which I
don't like.
A little surprising.
We feel consistent on this.
Vrabel, we are nothing but.
Vrabel does not.
Yeah.
So I like
strange.
That. Curran, we're going to talk to Curran tomorrow. We got to finalize a time given some of the shifting OTA schedules. So it might not be high noon tomorrow. We're going to talk to Curran tomorrow. He seemed interested in asking about the new hire in the analytics department, I think is what he was driving at. We talked about this briefly last week. Pats have a new analytics guy. He was asking about the Patriots and their use of analytics. So maybe we can delve
and
into that
clearly
with Curran.
Into it. Like
well,
analytics. I think he is. I don't think
he said you can't base every decision on numbers. But he says it's important to help you ask questions, follow up, and make a sound decision.
Yeah, so I guess my point would be my sort of view of it would be you look at Mike Vrabel, you're like, former player, former like linebacker, turned coach.
He's
like,
got
kind of
no
like a
time
badass.
For
he's
these,
not,
no, these dweebs.
He's looking at that.
These pencil neck geeks.
Yep, yeah, he's going to look at it. But you do hope, like with all these guys, I hope that they use it, but then also like what is your feel on the sideline and feel free to go against it. Like I hope it's not just like everything that they tell him to do, he does.
So that's worth talking about with Curran tomorrow on a Tom E. Tuesday. It's also a Tier Tuesday. We'll have a Key for Madness for you tomorrow as well. So stay tuned for all of it. We can circle back to the Sox with all your Patriots thoughts coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-2. Swinging a drive deep to right field. He's the real Bronx Bomber. Raffy goes deep in New York, and it is 10-5 Red Sox.
Yeah, well, you don't have to run hard on that one, right? Jog it out, Raffy Devers.
I got to be honest. I'm never going to get the people who are like, well, he hits, so why do you care? I'm never going to understand those people, and I'm sure they're never going to understand me, and we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this. But the fact that Rafael Devers loafed it down to first base in a close game, and then...
He started to run, though.
Started to run, then let up, which makes it even worse.
Even more confusing to me.
And then hit a relatively meaningless home run later on in the game?
No, they needed that home run, because if they didn't have that extra run, it would have been a real heart attack in the bottom of the ninth.
This is true. I mean, they
could have tied the game.
Maybe what was the guy's name? Robert Stock? Maybe he never would have actually gotten the game.
With these pitchers, I think you need every run.
Okay.
You need every single one of them.
Relatively meaningless. Maybe a full-on meaningless is too strong. I'm never going to get the people who are like, well, he's hitting, so what do you care? Because I look at it and I go, well, the team's dysfunctional and he's at the heart of that, and I don't really care that he's hitting. The team is a mess. And he's a big problem why the team's a mess. So
Are you more bothered by him Cadillacing it to first or him not playing the field and they ask
him
to?
Well, definitely more that.
That's a worse sign for like how you are as a teammate.
But it's not – nothing is getting through to him what makes last night loafing down to first base concerning to me. It's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, they told him one thing and now he's not going to do it, but – at least he's still trying hard when he's out there, his four at-bats a game. Like, he's not even doing that.
No.
He's playing four at-bats a game. Sometimes he has to run down to first, sometimes not. Sometimes he's on base, sometimes he's not. Sometimes he gets the Cadillac around the bases after a home run. And he can take as long as he wants. Let me guess.
Yeah.
145.
138.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of ribeyes.
He leads the bigs, right? Judge hit another two-run home. They showed the graphic at one point last
second.
Night.
He's second.
Oh, I thought Judge was second. Maybe these are American League stats. Who's first?
Suzuki?
Devers is second in RBI. The leader in RBI is Pete Alonso.
Okay, so that might have been
61.
What they showed on ESPN last night might have been American League stats because they had Judge second and Devers first.
That's right.
In RBIs. So, yeah, no, I mean, look, he is hitting. But I think his refusal to move around the diamond, and we've said this a bunch, his refusal to move around the diamond has handcuffed the whole team. It's part of the reason why you have an imperfect roster. And really, from day one, the team hasn't been right. And from day one, he was the guy refusing to play the field. And last night, to me, is just more evidence he doesn't get it, and he's not going to get it.
I think all of it's a bad look, but I've almost become Cora in this, where I'm like resigned to it, where you're like, all right, this guy's just going to be the DH. Second, hit second,
but even
DH.
If you are resigned to that, he's got to run to first.
He probably should. But if you're Cora, what are you going to do? You've gone down this road too far. You're afraid to ask him to play the field. You gonna go tell him to run hard? I bet you don't. He literally asked him, like you can see in the dugout, or everyone's trying to guess.
Are you good?
Yeah, like just like nothing. He's fine. He's clearly fine. So he's gonna defend him, and he's gonna be, I'm guessing, batting second and DHing tonight.
Would you discipline him in any way for not running hard to first base last night?
So
you put him on notice. Next time it happens, we discipline you. Like, what do you do?
So I think it's different because like if all this first and third base stuff didn't happen. You know, maybe you would have some credibility as a manager still, and you could go and talk to him and be like, look, like, first of all, like, get his answer. Maybe not in the moment because that you might not get it, but like after the game, be like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you almost even beat that out. Like, why did you stop? And then depending on how satisfactory the answer is, I don't know. I think you probably just keep playing him. Keep playing him until he hits. You know me, deep down, I want to trade him, but I'm just saying for right now, I think you keep playing him.
Yeah. When you say trade him, you mean like right this second or in the offseason?
Yeah. I would trade him. I would have traded him a month ago.
Yeah. So to me, I'm where you are.
I think he's a giant headache for Cora and for everybody else. He is obviously not a team player, and maybe you get something for him. Maybe you're gonna have him just DH for the next 8 or 10 years. Yeah, maybe you will.
Do you think?
I think there's a way to make a deal with the Padres. Maybe I should have, this should have occurred to me earlier, but we know the Padres had scouts. Actually, you weren't in on Friday. The Padres on Thursday night had scouts in Worcester.
They must have loved that Rowan Anthony homer.
They must have.
Yeah.
And they've been linked to Duran, and I would add Abreu onto that as well, just given some of the reporting from Jeff Passan, but they've been directly linked to Duran. They had scouts here late last week. So, and A.J. Preller is very aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a fit there where instead of trading them Duran and or Abreu,
yeah,
it's Devers and that's the team to watch?
Yeah, maybe. Now, the problem is you don't want to trade Devers and then have Bregman opt out or something, and then you don't have any of those guys. And then Tristan Casas is still a giant question mark. Who knows if he'll ever be healthy and or good. So, like, I say that, and because he's hitting, because he's on pace for 140 RBI, I would want a lot in return. Like, I'm not just dumping him because of the headache, but yeah, I would look at a massive,
I don't think it's crazy to want to move on from him at all. And maybe the offseason's the best time to do it if you want to talk about a perfect world. But yeah, I mean, there in last offseason, we were talking about trading Devers, and that was before the refusal to move off a third and everything else. Like, I would be open to that.
Yeah.
And he is having a really good year. He is.
Yeah.
But you can't hustle down to first base and have a good year. You can't pick up a glove and have a good year. Guys do it all the time. So to act like those are mutually, like, oh, heaven forbid you ask him to play a position that he's played his whole career. I'd want him to go play third these days based on how shorthanded they are. But I would ask about first as well. And I'd certainly ask for him to hustle down the first base line the whole way, not halfway, the whole way. And I think you can still be a productive player doing that. I like to think that anyway.
And again, you know my favorite stat about Devers. He's never been a top 10 MVP candidate. He was 11th 1 year. And so if you do the math,
what year
on
was that, just out of curiosity? How good were the Red Sox?
2021.
Okay, so the Red Sox were
good. That was a good year for them. No, and he was 11th in the MVP, which means he was not even a top 20 player in baseball. So, like, he's good. I think some people have had him overrated here. Like, he's good, and I'm glad they signed him at the time that they did, because they had already screwed up the Mookie Betts thing. They already, Xander Bogaerts is already packing. So they needed to sign him at the time, but I think he might have been a bit overrated. Like, he's good. He's like an all-star player, but he's not a true MVP candidate. He's nowhere near a top 10 player in baseball. So, like, moving on from him, I don't think would be the end of the world. You already traded Mookie Betts. That's the worst trade ever. Like, trading Rafael Devers because he's such a giant headache, I don't think is a bad plan.
617-779-7937. More your thoughts on this. Red Sox take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. Rivalry showing a little bit of life, just a teensy-eensy-weensy bit. Red Sox also keeping their season alive to an extent. They got to follow through against Tampa, though. Take 2 out of 3 here at least to make this weekend at Fenway matter against the Yankees. And Rafi Devers, of course, always a discussion here on WEEI. 617-779-7937. What takeaways do we have through the NBA Finals first 2 games as it relates to the Celtics and their offseason? We'll get to that with Keith next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.